Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 28th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the world's number one sport, soccer. And of course, the focus is on the match between Zimbabwe and Swaziland that was played at the National Sports Stadium this afternoon in Harare.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
First half, it was a good game, but I think the coach was a bit cautious. He was not allowing his players to venture so much. Then there are also the inexperienced players who is very good in the local league, was failing to impress. His substitution on the second half for Kamabilia completely changed the face of the game in favor of our Warriors. And the team started to gel with the introduction of Kama. It was a very, very good encounter witnessed at the list of players today. Oh, the fans were very... The mood in Harare right now is a party mood. The fans were overjoyed. They were thrilled. You could actually see that people were looking for this. This had happened a long time ago. And as I speak right now, everywhere in Harare, people are partying. They are celebrating. They celebrate the Modi all over the capital city. And we are happy. This was a very big, a huge win. And we just hope with this win, if we keep the momentum, we should go to Gabon.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the game that the great Pele called the world's most beautiful game. Of course, we are talking about soccer. And our focus tonight is on the match between Zimbabwe and Swaziland.
And of course, Zimbabwe beat Swaziland 4-0 at the National Sports Stadium today to open a 3-point lead at the top of Group L. The other teams in the group are Malawi and Guinea.
Of course, the match between Malawi and Guinea will be played tomorrow. Like Gibbs said, Zimbabwe is leading. It's on 8 points, followed, of course, by Swaziland, which has 5 points. And Guinea and Malawi are the other two teams at the bottom. They actually drew on Friday, which means they are on 2 points. So it's Guinea on 2 points, Malawi on 2 points. Swaziland remains on 5 after the draw with Zimbabwe on Friday. It was a 1-1 draw in Swaziland. But Zimbabwe is now leading with 8 points. Gibbs.
That's good news for Zimbabweans, I guess.
Good
and
news
people
indeed.
Are celebrating. According to Fabian, one of the soccer, your supporters, he was saying people are celebrating in Harare, and I guess all over the country.
Indeed.
Because people love sport. You still remember the Dream Team, the Fabish team. It was one of the most followed teams in Zimbabwe. So if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Kulapha usanda kusixhuma Zulu kandaba namhlanje sikhuluma ngomdlalo wenguqu. Sizwile ke ukuthi iZimbabwe itshaya iSwaziland 4-0. Siyakwazi ukuthi 4-0 phela. Ungazani phela nxa ungatshaya 4-0 awusekho egameni. Ungazani kade bedlala bodwa nje. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi bekunjani khona ngapho eHarare, bekunjani khona ngapho koBulawayo. Zonke indawo zeZimbabwe kambe lithini ngomdlalo lowo. Lakhona ngapho eSouth Africa lingasifonela sixoxeni nasinombolo. 001-202-619-2077 as pompele void.
Hongu hamawadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezvemutambo wenhabvu apo Zimbabwe nasi yashura mare ku National Sports Stadium ikadambura iyo Swaziland 4-0 vanwisa zvibodzwa ndi Musona kuchizotiwo Costa namo inesu Matthew Risike chekupedzisira chibodzwa chikamiswa naKama Billiard mutambo uri kunzi wanakidza zvikuru sei zvikuru mu second half. Saka vadiwa vateereri takunzwa kuti muri kuonawo sei zvabuda pamutambo iyoyo weZimbabwe neSwaziland. Gibbs.
singazike ukuthi iZimbabwe yagcina nini ukuthi win a 4 yakhumbula izichayi South Africa ebafana bafana yayichasebile ngesigoo ezingu 4 kodwa lezi ezingu 4 phela namhlanje ziyamangalisa ngoba kudala yakugcina khona kwabantu bayadaba ukuthi lokhu kwenzakele blessing ungalulani khona.
I think we are still trying to get our guests, Gibbs, but of course we can continue with our review of the match that was played at the National Sports Stadium this afternoon. Zimbabwe beating Swaziland 4-0. This is a huge win for Zimbabwe after the two teams drew 1-0 in Swaziland on Friday. And many soccer supporters, Gibbs, were not very happy with the 1-1 draw because they think Swaziland is still, you know, a lightweight when it comes to soccer. But many are saying actually it is playing very well. Even the mighty Nigeria drew their 1-1, you know, to show that Swaziland, it's not, you know, there are no pushovers at all.
That's
there
right.
are no
yes.
small teams.
Uh-huh.
You know, every match you have to be put up a 5-star performance.
It has to be like a cup final, you know?
Indeed. Yes. Otherwise, you lose.
Yeah, let's get some of the messages that were posted by people on Facebook. And one of them is from Baida Moyo Bakari, who says, I really loved the combination of the players. Then we've got Jasmine, who writes, thanks very much, guys. You played very well. And to Coach Pasua, thank you so much as well. And then we've got Farai Mundoka, who writes, go Warriors, go. We love this kind of soccer. 2017, here we come. And then, of course, Robert Masiwa, who says, we will always win. This is great news for us. A win for us is a very great chance for us to go to the champions, to the finals. And then we've got Chakaba Fira, who says, what a nice day for Zimbabwe. We love this kind of game. Then we've got Nison Makumba, who writes, go Warriors, go. We love the Warriors. And then he writes again, Warriors, oh yeah. I think this guy was enjoying himself, right? And then we've got Thomas, Thomas, who writes, go Warriors, go. We know that we can always win anytime. And the same message is from Dinei Kahari, who says, go Warriors, go. I think you still remember that kind of song, right? Then Charity Katsira writes, the combination was very good. Go Warriors, go. So the song is, go Warriors, go.
Go Warriors. Yes. Go Warriors, go.
Yeah, you know
was,
it,
right? Yeah, I do. Tine mutereri wedu mkutanga. Vatu wa downs wa bora mberi. Magadi.
Magadi mwa brezi, magadi igogo.
Aywa, kuno kurinani. Parise pa Zambia hapa.
Niliwenda utunduma ku Tanzania. Na hazi makoro koto weduwe.
Muruguenda ku Tanzania, saka mashuka papi manji.
Hapa ndi asa wane 40 kezi kusika patunduma pa boda.
Oh, pa boda. Saka mchiri mu Zambia, mchienda ku Tanzania.
Ku Tanzania, ndi mu Zambia side hapa. Ndi kusika pa boda ya Zambia hapa.
Wakumana wadandisa ka?
Ndokutende neuti pa neuti zisa. Wakumana nga wala mboka laro bora arineti. Nga wongo kazire bora oruwa bora mberi.
Manga mchitari sile, ere kutu wano kutane zubos kwa shaka wanda kudai.
I was a good one. Aiwa ndira kurinzo kuti tatombo toto wina kumushesha toto wina kudhara tatombo toto wina ndo na mafacebook ro. Nasa zvototo wina kudhara ipapa.
Handiti aiwa vakomana vawina iwo 4-0 vanwisa ndi knowledge musona agoisa penalty kuchiti kuchibva kwaya Costa namo inesu Matthew Rusike na Kama Billiard.
Hai porambe taura indonzi porambe riyo.
Handiti aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ukangoita bora munifonera mukoma hamurongo nitsvaka ndiri papa
apa. Aiwa aiwa tinotokufonera ichete.
Taura bora handi bora mberi.
Handiti. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Okay maita basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That's He wants to call himself Boma Borambeiri, you know, and he's saying that he's really excited that the Warriors did beat Swaziland at home by 4-0. He's saying, you know, these home matches, you must put up your best performance, otherwise you won't progress anyway in the African safari. So home matches, you know, you should win by any means necessary.
What we know about home matches is that you'll be having millions of coaches, right?
Exactly.
Some of them, you know how they always see things. So, but people are happy today.
People are that, happy, something you happened. Can tell.
Yes, yes. So, more messages coming on Facebook. And this message from Joel Makotose, who says, "Go Warriors, go." Then I've got Chrissy Marabini Baloyi, who writes, "At least we won. Thank you so much, boys, and the coach." And then Clement Ndlovu writes, "We are behind you, Warriors. Go, Warriors, go." Then Taimo says, "Great job. Come June, we're going to make it." And then Albert writes, "Go, Warriors, go." And then Clement also writes, "I'm very happy about this win." So everybody is just happy, and people really enjoy this kind of result, you know?
Or I'd say that Matthew Rusike, it's actually Evans Rusike who scored for Zimbabwe. And BBC is reporting here that AFCON 2017, that's the headline. Zimbabwe crushed Swaziland to pull clear. Zimbabwe swept aside Swaziland 4-0 in their 2017 Africa Cup of Nations Group L qualifier on Monday. The hosts, who ended 1-1 drawing Swaziland on Friday, dominated the return match in Harare to move 3 points clear at the top of the table. That's BBC there reporting on African soccer, of course. Tinamkoma Gerald, Varku Bechnaf, Magadim Koma Gerald. Could you say good day
enough?
Hanzi, ndizvo zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro. Muri kuona sei game? Mari ona sei mukoma Gerald?
Dzikubata chedu dzikuona kuti kuri kusimbisa badi yairipo manje zvamukoma business. Yes, it is Bora Lady, this is Tambra Mudinga, this is Tambra Bora Party. Yes, Tambra Bora Party, and I think that I do, and I think that I go with that. Go with Jamai, this is a good money, is your money is good. But I don't do a pastor, I don't know if a papa, but the combination may be a good idea for Sandy Papa, and you know, come up here, dear, I am a good idea.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gerald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa, no problem. Tinokufonerai mukoma Gerald. Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard Gerald there from Bechnaf Bridge in Manicaland. And he's saying, you know, he's happy that the Warriors did beat Swaziland 4-0. But the tactics, you know, he's saying they should learn to play what we call tika-taka.
Yeah,
you know, the soccer. Way Brazil plays football. I mean, Brazil or Barcelona. You know, he's saying that is what the Warriors must actually do, passing the ball without hitting the ball in the air, you know. the tactics is saying Pasua must change the tactics.
I guess Arsenal is playing that kind of soccer as well. It's debatable anyway. But see, this is okay. Umnumzalo Suwela. Ose kunga lapa ke blessing. Baba Suwela, unga chona jani? Baba Suwela, uyangizwa? Yeah.
Yebo, unchona jani?
Ha, unchona kahle, ungathini ngama Warriors?
Ntando uchayela uKristo Pasua ihlombe yase abafana nxa behlohla so amabhora ayifuka ukuza i-dream team yane ka-Reinhard Fabisch. Uyakhumbula sidlala labafana beGoza ngo-1992 sibachaya 4-1 oGipite lapha bebuya besiwa uBusuthu Sports Stadium. ICameroon ababeyitsho ilo Roger Miller yafika ngokubula ngesikhathi sikaFabisch sibachaya. Uyaze ungikhumbuze imbali emnandi talent eZimbabwe likhona. Njalo ngithanda ukuthwayela la umnumzane uthila ukhayani usengena lapho ungene lamamega sihle.
Kodwa ubona ngazane asombize ephonga ululuma ezagcine ichitheka nje.
Ngaba ngumbiko waphonga ululuma kodwa-ke engithanda ukuthi-ke ngangisebelandeli beZimbabwe ukuthi nje iZimbabwe nxa yenze okuhle asilandelenini ngoba ziyi-team. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi i-Swaziland yayaqiwa ne-Nigeria nxa ngaphambani. I-Swaziland yoze-White Eagles. So, these days, I'm saying I'm just not boring. People are trying to play in a powerful way in football. Bona yani bazamile abafana ukuthetha amagoli anjalo ne-Swaziland and easy team. I think if you can encourage them, sibafisele okuhle. Next year, come up on, we can try to do something. It means, of course, in practice, nokuthi ukhaliso Pasua uyadinga i-technical advice kube nje le-work of coaching so that at least yazi sibe sibe those shoes yaz yakhumbula ukuthi uFabisch wayehamba kwi-GP idlala abantu babebuthana entindile ngaoa ngangabona ibhora ngiyalithanda mfowethu ngabe ngiyabona ale ngidlala inumber 6
ngiyakuzwa sibili ya so kodwa-ke ubona zani ukhona ongakukhuluma nje utshela abantu ukuthi kumele kwenziweni pho ebholeni la
hayi ebholeni lapha ngibona yani into engenzakala i-government ayi-injecte a lot of money ukubhoosta ama-players ethu kuthi-ke la ma-private companies you know singanika i-government umlando lapho abantu ku-private sector asisupporteni into elibhora obusiness lengabe sifake lithi sidila nxa mkhona munzima kuthengisa ukuthi phela supporta i-wonderful jele ukuthi ibhora phela iyathandeka so asimtshengiseni inkonotyana kungabi le-corruption zizisayo nokube le-good administration lapho ama-supporters lesilethu isikhuluka sithethe amameda aphuze i-warriors etuwa
siyakuzwa kakhulu Suwela so nxa kule nguqu ufone sebesiloko sikufonela kungaungapheliyo wenze njalo bawo
hayi ngiyabonga mntu omdala
hayi sibongele kakhulu Suwela bawo. Yeah, that was Mr. Suwela. He says, you know, the team reminds him of the dream team, you know. He says during Fabisch's time, as you can still remember, Cameroon had a torrid time, you know, in trying to beat Zimbabwe. We had Egypt, we had South Africa, and all those strong teams. You still remember during Roger Miller's time.
Yep.
It was the time when Fabisch was, you know, the mentor of the National Warriors. So then he says there's a lot of talent in Zimbabwe, but maybe Pasua needs a technical advisor. He says because of the standard of play. He says he can perfect it somehow and maybe we, the team can play better. And he further said that government should invest, government and the private sector should actually invest a lot of money in soccer. Even if you can give a little bit of money, it's okay. Right? So this is okay. Umnumzana Rapson Mwale, ukututhini kuna ngale South Africa. Baba Mwale?
Yebo.
Yeah, ungathini kunapho ngokwenzakala okwenzakale lamhla ebhoreni
sijabule kakhulu bengiyibuka lapha igemo kwi-TV hhayi ngithokoze kakhulu ungikhumbuze mpela izikhathi zikaFabisch kodwa-ke ngibona ukuthi iZimbabwe siqale ukudlala kahle ngenxa yokuthi kutshintshwe khona upresidenti wafakwa omusha lapho kuzifa ungani unguye obuye loguquko oluhle nje ngoba abafana sebeqala ukudlala mpela okubonakalayo ngoba nalapho eSouth Africa kuhlala kukhulunywa mpela ukuthi iZimbabwe le bhola elihle kodwa inkinga i-administration yayo
kodwa akusomlilo nje ophonga uvungama nje ukuthi akusoze kucitshe
hhayi asiboni ngoba lapho eSwazini badlala kusho ukuthi uyabona uma inhlanhla vele ingekho kuwe kule ukuthi inhlanhla namhle kuwe kusasa komunye. So ngabe sasilevele silenhlanhla kwakufuze size naye 3 points bona eSwaziland.
Aha, kodwa kula bribery phakathi.
No, i-bribery liyana kwaba yinto nje ayikhulunywa ngayo kodwa angiboni ukuthi yayikhona mina. Angiboni. Ya, angiboni. Ikuphazamisa nje just national team kunabantu vele abangathandiyo phela into enhle.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mwale. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile baba.
Nami ngibonge kakhulu.
Yeah, emwale baba. So that was Mr. Mwale is saying that maybe the new president of Zifa changed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And he says everyone is happy. You know?
Yeah. Let's go to our sports analyst, Muziwetu, Muzondi Omgadza. Muziwetu, we are failing to get in touch with him. Unfortunately, we have serious problems with phones to Harare. But our listeners in Harare, please keep trying. We are having problems. But we have Muzondi Omgadza, former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper. Muzondi, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. The good news is that Zimbabwe beat Swaziland by 4 goals to nil after drawing 1-0 in Swaziland last week. Your take?
Yeah, well, it's a big congratulations. Congratulations that have to go to Kalisto and the team. It's good news that you know they've won the game after you know a few criticism that has come across from all sectors, football lovers actually, that have criticised the performance that happened a few days ago in Swaziland. So it's good news. It's good news. Congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm. And our last caller there was saying maybe Kalisto needs a technical advice.
That's where the problem arises as well. Mm-hmm. I think you know all these those people that will be included. What exactly does it pertain? I mean, like, you know, to say it's a technical advisor. The technical advisor, in the end, will start meddling with the, you know, with a lot of things. And then I've seen the setup before in Zimbabwe, and it didn't happen because the technical advisor tend to want to take over. So I don't know if the technical advisor is somebody who knows his job description, who will stick with, you know, with the job description, then, yeah. It's a good idea, but personally, I don't think it's something that is needed.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs?
Yeah, what we know, Mr. Mkasa, is that today Zimbabweans are very, very happy. But tomorrow, when the team is beaten by Malawi at home, they are going to clash with Malawi at home, they'll tell Pasua to go. That's the story for Zimbabwe. Why is it like, you know, we are happy today, tomorrow is a different story? What do you think?
It's very disappointing, to say the least. I mean, it's a game of football. You know, you're talking 11 versus 11 men that are out there to win, regardless whether they're home or away. That shouldn't be ignored by our, you know, our fans. You know, Zimbabwe as a whole, including myself as a fan. But it's wrong. We should accept the defeat as much as we accept the, you know, our winning. Yeah, that's how I can only look at it and say we have to learn to, you know, to lose the games, you know, graciously. I know it's never hard, it's never easy to lose a game graciously, but we have to learn to check defeats as well as winning. So that's how it should be, you know, it should be.
Thank you so much, Zondiwa. Please do stay on the line. There's breaking news there, Gibbs. You see, they're saying Capitol Hill is on lockdown. That's not very far from where we are, 2 minutes away. We hope everything is there. They say they're saying there's a security threat. We don't know what's happening there. Let's look at some of the matches that were played today in the AFCON 2017 qualifiers. Equatorial Guinea 0, Mali 1. Then Central African Republic 2, Madagascar 1. And then, of course, Zimbabwe 4, Swaziland 0. The matches that were played yesterday, Congo 1, Zambia 1, Benin 4, South Sudan 1, and Botswana 2, Comoros 1, and Mozambique 0, Ghana 0, Kenya 0, Guinea-Bissau won. Those were some of the matches that were played today and yesterday. Ngoman.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke Isaac Mpofu osecingweni kula ngale ke South Africa. Baba Mpofu, wa utshona njani?
Unjani tuwe?
Nompile kunjani mfowethu?
Ah ndoda ntakwazi ehlo kungifonela nje mkhaya.
Aw mkhaya wami uyabona awusafoni, swangkhohlo.
Hayi hayi ngenye mini ngabe ngilaleli lokuzweni mkhaya abanye ukuthi bathini yabona.
Wo wena suzilalelela iSABC lokunye sukhohle iStudio 7 Pofu. Cala cala pu.
Lalela ngilalela ngisuku zonke ngakutshela ukuthi ngingafoni bathini abantu kuthiwani. Kodwa ke mkhaya angithi welina unika abanye amachance ungahlali ufona ngisuku zonke yabona.
Hayi lapha yimi ngilecala ye Mpofu unyaxolisa. Iphosela
kuba. Toyi number yamela uhlalulayo la emini nje unjinte nje sixoxe mkhaya.
Hayi utsho kahle. Nasi ngitshani. Hayi impilo kakhulu Mpofu. Yee nasi ngitshani siphosela kho. Phosela kho baba.
Lalela hayi lati sijabule kakhulu. Ngijabule kakhulu.
So nxa ujabule kakhulu yee kube.
Kumnandi kumnandi vele ekhaya ma kuhambe kahle uyabona mfowethu yonke into noma kunamanxeba adlula kancane ukuthi no kusho ukuthi manje kukhona into elungayo.
Yabona. Kodwa ubona ngani kulunga kanganani ngombono wakho? Kuyalunga yini?
Hayi uzolunga, that's why ubona sile 8 point. Kuyabonakala ukuthi lo baba ongene manje uvula kulalapho ufuna ukuya khona kule yinye into ofuna ukuyenzela mhlambe iZimbabwe. Enye into esithayayo dube ngumkhonomi wasekhaya uyabona. Ya uyasithaya ngoba abafana kwena ngokuthi uyedlala ulambile akumnandi abanye abantu besuthu yabo.
Bozi ngathi ye kube.
Abenzathi lo baba lo ongenile lalesi staff abasintshileyo mhlambe lapha kube upresident omutsha naye ubuye ngamaplani amanye mhlambe naye abafana ubathembise something ukuthi madoda ningimali ngadlala so lidlaleli ilizwe leni umphumela ulapha lalapha lani ezikhwameni zenu mhlambe kuzofika lokhu lalokhu abafana babona ukuthi no kuyezwakala mana sibe khona ngoba manje akuzange kuhluphe lokuthi kutholakale ukuthi akula aeroplane bahambisayo badileyile ukuhamba uyabona bahambe masinyane eSwaziland baphushile laba baphushe khona.
Hayi uyayibeka kuhle sibili kodwa ubona zani kuyagcina ngaphi khonokho?
No mina mana sibone iMalawi iMalawi njengoba nibuya ekhaya ngicabanga ukuthi mayize ekhaya izochaywa vele iMalawi ma bengayichaya iMalawi ekhaya bephinde beyichaya le kubo ngabe sengilethemba ukuthi next year siyabe sibuke into ebonakalayo lathi sikhona phakathi.
Awuboni-ke uyazwakala sibili ukuthi uyayithanda ama-warriors kakhulu.
Ye ngiyathanda mfowethu uyazi ukuthi enye into engiyithanda ukuphakamisa nje iflag yakini kumnandi lokhwa.
Hhayi siyakuzwa Empofu mbongile kakhulu Mpofini.
Ndoda ngiyabonga hayi ngithinta mantube mngani wami ungangilahla.
Hayi angikulahlanga zaza njalo baba. Angikulahlanga
baba. Okay mfowethu hayi alright ngiyabonga.
Mbongile kakhulu ye. So that is Mr. Mpofu in South Africa. You know he says we've forgotten about him, you know. And he says he's been sending numbers. We're not calling him. He wasn't too impressed. Yeah. But he says, anyway, he got in today. So he says, you know, maybe Mr. Chiwango brought something into the whole administration. Mm-hmm. And he says, if we beat Malawi at home, we're home and dry.
Yeah, that will be very important. Of course, Malawi will be playing against Guinea tomorrow. Let's also look at some of the groups. The groups are actually from Group A to Group M. Just quickly, Group A is Tunisia, which is on top with 6 points, Togo with 6 points, Liberia, 6 points, Djibouti, 0 points. That's a very tight group there. Group B, Central African Republic with 7 points, Congo, DR, with 6 points, Angola 4 points, and Madagascar 2 points. And of course, let's quickly rush to our group, that is Group L, where Zimbabwe is on top with 8 points, followed by Swaziland, of course, with 5 points. We'll give you more information on the groups from A to M. Mr. Mugadza, please do stay on the line. And I don't know if we have Muzuwetu Hadebe. Please do stay on the line. And our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.
We also have Nkoma Joshua. Please stay on the line.